With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss a minute of. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, and our beautiful WIND studio is packed with a fantastic lineup of guests joining us to discuss small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com. They have a fantastic new website with a ton of information and content that certainly will be very beneficial to you. And of course, you can call them at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So as I mentioned, a full studio filled with guests and experts on so many different subjects. But first up on the program, I have Tricia Balthouse from HER. And HER is a up-and-coming company involved in, well, I'll let Tricia explain, but involved in quite a bit of equipment and really revolutionizing the way seniors are living around the United States. But Tricia, welcome to the program. First time on the air.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Shalom.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the history of HER and the lives that you're impacting.
Yeah, so everyone knows that exercise is good for us. I don't need to go into the science behind that. But HER is a company that was actually started in Finland as a research project. So HER stands for Helsinki University Research. And they realized that the traditional way that seniors work out, or that people work out with the traditional weight stack equipment, isn't really ideal for older adults. So they developed a pneumatic strength training equipment that is able to mimic the natural function of the muscles. So it uses an air compressor instead of traditional weight stacks. And by having an air compressor, it allows them for consistent resistance. So, you know, when you use a traditional weight stack piece of equipment, you know, you sometimes it's harder to have the moving your arms up and down, and it's kind of jerky, especially for seniors. We're able to start at 0 pound increments instead of your traditional 5 pound or 10 pounds, because majority of seniors aren't even able to lift 5 pounds or 10 pounds. In fact, the CDC says that 29% of people 60 plus can't lift more than 10 pounds. 49% of people 80 plus can't lift 10 pounds. So we're able to start at 0 pound weight increments. We're able to go up in quarter pound increments. And then it's also easy on the joints.
Fascinating. So you're impacting seniors' lives. Certainly family members surely love the new approach that HER is taking. Again, started in Finland, but now spreading all over the place. But let's talk about the environments. Where is the HER setup taking place? What kind of facilities can our listeners find your equipment and your experience?
Yeah, so our partners that are tend to be senior living communities. So we partner with rehabilitation centers, independent living centers, assisted living centers, and a lot of our equipment's in their wellness center. And one of the reasons why senior living centers have found us to be such a great partner is we also have something called the Smart Touch technology. So the wellness director at those living centers are able to develop a program for the seniors. So all they have to do is walk into a wellness center. They have a band that has their wellness program already loaded onto it. They just scan that band onto the piece of equipment, and the seat will automatically adjust to their specifications. It loads what weight resistance that they're currently at. So if they're at 10 pounds, at 30 reps, it'll automatically load that. It'll count their reps. They don't have to remember how many reps they're doing as they may be doing the exercise. And then it'll also track their progress. So it makes it super easy for seniors to use. And then the wellness director is also able to see, oh, Mrs. Smith hasn't been here in the last week. And they're able to follow up with Mrs. Smith and see why she hasn't been to the wellness center and how they can help her.
Interesting. And the operations, the HER products are being staffed by the facility staff or by HER representatives?
They're staffed by the facility staff, but then HER does have a service center. So if the facility staff has questions or if something, they're not really quite sure how something works, they're able to contact our service center for assistance.
Very, very interesting. So let's talk about around the country where this is taking place. Obviously, you're joining me here in the studio in Elk Grove Village. Where is the where's HER? I know founded in Finland, but where are you based out of? And where around the country can our listeners find and hear about the HER approach?
Well, they can certainly go to our website to learn more about how our equipment is different than traditional weight equipment. And our website is www.herusa.com. So H-U-R-U-S-A.com. And on our website also, we have an equipment locator. So if anybody wanted to find out if there were some HER equipment at a senior living facility near them, they could just go to locations, type in their zip code, and it would show them where some equipment is located near them.
That's fascinating. So talk to us a little bit about how this idea was developed. You mentioned, obviously, founded in Finland, which is interesting, and you've spread all over the place. But what inspired this concept? Clearly, there was a need to do things differently. We like to talk about innovation on the program, about entrepreneurship, new ideas developing. Where did the idea come from and who's behind it?
Yeah, so our owner, his name is Mats. He actually was doing a research program in the 1980s, and he was doing research into how to help athletes enhance their strength training programs. And throughout that, he developed this pneumatic strength training approach. So athletes or anyone can certainly benefit from this pneumatic strength training approach. But as they started to develop the technology, they really realized that sweet spot was for older adults, because often older adults don't do strength training because it's so difficult for them to use the traditional type of equipment.
It's really interesting. So facilities, what are you hearing from the facilities that are bringing your equipment in? And I do want to go back to the technology in a moment, because I think that's a very interesting angle about how you're using the smart technology where there's better communication between families and seniors. But explain to us a little bit more about that approach.
Yeah, sure. Seniors, I've been doing lots of interviewing with our partners and trying to get a better understanding of what are some of the key things that they really enjoy about it. And the thing that I keep hearing over and over again is how easy it is for seniors to use. It's easy for them to get on and off the equipment. It's easy for them to understand how to use the equipment, especially with our smart touch technology, because there's a screen there. So all they have to do is scan their badge, and then they're able to see exactly what their weight is, how many reps they have to do. There's pictures that help them understand how to use the equipment. So it's super easy to use. It's also safe. So with the pneumatic strength training, they don't have to worry about doing too much weight I was saying before that pneumatic strength training equipment is also really easy on the joints. It flows really smoothly as opposed to the traditional weight stacks that many of the listeners may be more familiar with.
So say goodbye to the old, as you said, weight stacks. And probably some of these seniors probably that are involved in the HER approach probably can lift a lot more than I can because of, I guess, that smart approach, which is pretty cool. So I'm sure there's a team of people involved in sort of the R&D and continued technological development. Where's that based out of?
Most of our R&D is based in Finland. So we benefit a lot from them. It's been really interesting being a part of a company that is so dedicated to enhancing the lives of the older adults, especially with something like strength training. I think that strength training, we oftentimes think of it for the younger crowd, but I've heard story after story of, now that Mrs. Smith has been a part of this wellness program, she's able to do things like get in and out of her bathtub and benefit from taking a bubble bath. Things that maybe were difficult for her to do before, but now that she's participating in the strength training approach, she's able to do so much more.
Amazing. A brand new approach, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about it. We love to feature entrepreneurs, love to feature innovation on this program, and I'm certain we'll be following your progress. Again, Tricia Baltus of HER, a new approach in for seniors, but it sounds like a really, really, really unique approach that's, again, developed in Finland and based right here in the Chicagoland area and spreading around the country. We are running out of time, so I want to make sure, again, you could share your website and how our listeners can contact you if they want to learn more.
Yeah, so there's lots more information on our website all about this innovative strength training equipment. But you can go and learn more at www.hurusa.com, or you can contact us at 847-729-2636.
Tricia Boltz, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Speaking of innovation, we'll be joined in just a few moments by Michael Schultz, who is completely taking over the coffee space, and no relation to Howard Schultz of Starbucks, but he's going to give that guy a run for his money. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Kevin Henry, taking a look at the roads in Grant Park. Still have one section of Balbo shut down between Lakeshore Drive and Columbus as they continue to clean up the earlier Shamrock Shuffle 8K race. Over on the Edens, inbound taking you 20, another 13 from there to downtown on the Kennedy, 25 total from O'Hare. Now back to the Edens 10 Local 8 Express and 19 up to Lake Cook. You do have a delay from Montrose to Canfield on that outbound Kennedy, 25 out to O'Hare total. Now, Ike in from Thorndale at 30 minutes, the inbound Stevenson taking you 40 from 355, 30 from the Tri-State Heavy between the Ryan and Lakeshore Drive. A little pocket outbound right around Cicero, give yourself 35 to 355. Right now in Chicago, 54 and overcast, turning to rain overnight and a low of 45. Rain tomorrow, a high of 47. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you own or run a business in Illinois that succeeded in this challenging economic environment? If so, we want to hear about it. AM 560's Business Tour 2017, presented by Signature Bank, will be highlighting business success stories. Tell us your story and be a part of a live broadcast of Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy. Find out more and submit your information at 560theanswer.com/business. That's 560theanswer.com/business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hello, everyone, and here we go again with Karen Lewis and the Chicago Teachers Union demanding more money from the Chicagoland taxpayers. Well, I say enough is enough. The teachers get paid from the property taxes that homeowners pay every year. If the teachers union gets more money, that means your property taxes are going to go higher. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent representative for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. For months now, I have been telling you about purchasing health savings account PPO plans that will cost you approximately 40% less in monthly premiums than you're currently paying now. Well, the same thing applies to the teachers union. I can show the union that they can purchase a more comprehensive health insurance plan that is in full compliance with the Affordable Care Act and will cost the taxpayers up to 40% less in monthly health insurance premiums. For more information, you can call me at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and my name is Shalom Klein. I am your host. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. While you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. So as I mentioned before we went to break, I'm thrilled to be joined by Michael Schultz, my good friend, who is giving his friend, without any relation. Howard Schultz of Starbucks, a little bit of a run for his money. Michael, welcome to the program. Tell us how you are revolutionizing the world of coffee.
Hi, Shalom. How are you?
Fantastic. It's great to have you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Howard Schultz is probably listening and shaking in his boots, but we have a lot of ways that we're revelating the world of coffee and tea, and happy to go through it with you.
Well, let's talk about you for a moment, because I believe behind every successful business and behind every successful enterprise is a successful entrepreneur with a story. So we only have a few minutes, but I want to make sure our listeners can understand where you're coming from. I know you have been involved in the world of I guess, food for quite a while, but now you're sort of switching gears and getting into the world of coffee and tea. So let's talk about the story of Michael Schultz.
Yeah, I've been in the world of food and beverage for a long time, and started at the age of 12 years old washing dishes, and really worked my way through big corporate entities, moving into executive positions and working with companies like Wolfgang Puck and Ruth's Chris. And I always had an urge to do more. What happened was when I became a father, everything changed. And I remember wanting to create companies with a different kind of culture and provide entrepreneurial spirit environments that really valued team members and doing things a little bit different. And I remember walking in when my wife was about to give birth, and I wasn't able to make it to her last ultrasound, and she knew I had had meetings that day. And when she walked out, I was there. She said, "Why are you here?" And I let her know that tomorrow I was going to be quitting my job, that I needed to do more, and really wanted to leave a legacy for our children, where people came up to them and said, "Your daddy did something different," or created opportunities for me in my life, and that started my entrepreneurial venture.
Well, and you're certainly living and breathing that because of your community involvement, as well as you said, your business ventures. And I had the good fortune of visiting one of your operations and seeing the people that you're employing in the distribution of the operation. And I know you're involved in a lot of different things, and certainly you have a fascinating story behind it. But let's talk about your most recent, developments. You've been in the news quite a bit around Chicago. And I know we were kidding a little bit about giving Howard Schultz a run for his money, because right now you're focusing locally in the Chicago market. But I know our listeners all over the country will be seeing your brands all over. So let's talk about why you're in the news and what is Fairgrounds, and tell us a little bit about the model behind it.
Yeah, and we've got a couple different companies, my business partner and I, and we actually are all over the country. And one of our businesses, we provide cafes with baristas inside companies looking to acquire and retain millennial talent, and have run offices for companies like Yelp, ConAgra, JLL. We do business with Blackstone Equity Office in hotels, in offices, and in large buildings to be able to bring third wave and next wave coffee and specialty tea, as well as food and bakery solutions. One of our companies that you just mentioned, we launched a new concept called Fairgrounds Coffee and Tea. We just opened last week in the Bucktown area of Chicago. The idea behind the concept was a multi-roaster platform. We always found it strange that you'd walk out of a meeting and two people would go to Starbucks and three people would go to La Colombe and four other people would go to Caribou. And it occurred to us sitting in a bar one night with 100 different tap handles and 100 different beers, when we asked the question, why don't consumers have choice when it comes to coffee and tea? So Fairgrounds, the concept of it really is the discovery and choice. And you walk in and you see 8 or 10 or 12 tap handles with different kombucha and sparkling organic teas on tap, and cold brews from around the country. And you can pick from 8 different roasters throughout the country for pour-over coffees and specialty teas. And elixirs, which are our specialty kind of cocktails without alcohol. The other component to it is that we've never woken up in the morning and said, oh, my God, I can't wait to go to Starbucks at lunch for a sandwich. So we have fresh, handcrafted local food items, salads, sandwiches, delicious snacks, as well as bakery products without additives and without preservatives. So this brand that we've created around discovery and choice, as I mentioned, is now open in Bucktown. We're opening at Chicago Athletic Association in a little over a month. And after that, about a month later, opening in Los Angeles, followed by Minneapolis, Houston, Miami, and Brooklyn. So you're right when you tell the listeners that we're coming to them soon.
That's very, very, very exciting in that, and you're giving people options, which is great. And we know that there are some listeners out there that might prefer one type of coffee. And you're really right now, as I mentioned, I saw your distribution operation, and already you are supplying so many of the brands that many of our listeners know, like, and trust. All over the place, but now you're actually bringing them into one, sort of like when you go to a bar and you want different types of beer or something like that. So really, really unique concept that this country really has never seen. So it's quite exciting, and we're excited to follow your progress. Again, we're talking with Michael Schultz with over 20 years of experience revolutionizing the world of coffee and teas, as well as many other business ventures. So, Michael, you have experienced success, and right now we are watching, again, you in the news and your story of Fairgrounds Coffee and how that's developing. But I know that there have been times where I'm sure you wish you would have done things a little bit differently. And with 20 years of experience, surely there are things that you know now that you wish you knew before. Share with our listeners that might be developing their own businesses, their own ventures. What lessons do you have for them?
Yeah, I think one thing that I would have done differently is venture out on my own sooner. And really, I think it's important for young entrepreneurs to understand that there comes a time in everybody's life where you look back on everything that you did, and you think about the things that you could have done or should have done or would have done. And my first word of advice is to have the strength to believe in yourself and go for it. Mine really in going out on my own, the ideas behind it and the ideas of behind our brand and the culture of it is really about others. It's about, understanding that if we're truly successful as a company, we should be able to impact not only our team members, but our communities for the better. It's truly all of these companies that we create is about opportunity and doing the right thing. And I think if people go into business and the driving force is money, it's kind of like happiness. If you truly want to be happy, you need to focus on making others happy. And the same thing about business. If you're doing the right things for the right reason and you want to be successful, you just have to focus on making other people successful. So we practice servant leadership and we do things a little bit backwards as an executive team where, we really understand that we're there to support our team members and it's ingrained in our culture and giving back to the community as well. The first thing that we did when we opened Fairgrounds is donate 20% to the local CPS school around the corner because we wanted our team members to feel how great it is to be able to give back.
You have an amazing message and a fantastic lesson for other entrepreneurs. Michael Schultz, we are running out of time, but it's truly a pleasure to have you on the program and certainly we'll be following your progress. And I do hope our listeners will check out the new location in Bucktown and certainly they'll be seeing and hearing from you quite a bit on this program, but also seeing you pop up all over. For folks that want to learn more, where can they find you?
They can check us out at www.fairgrounds.cafe is a great place to start.
Fairgrounds.cafe, Michael Schultz of Fairgrounds Coffee, and so many other fantastic ventures, but truly a great message, great lesson for other entrepreneurs. It's a pleasure to have had you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up after this very quick break, we'll be joined by Tom Arabali, who will tell us a little bit about insurance, all kinds of insurance, That's coming up in just a few moments after this very quick break. Thank you.
By now, you've had your chance to watch the mainstream media do everything they can to destroy President Donald Trump. Any pretense of being fair and impartial is now history. While all these years they were playing a game trying to disguise their true intentions, now it's simply Katie bar the door. Certain networks seem to have abandoned whatever journalistic credibility they once held dear. So what to do? Where do you turn? How can you know what's really going on? Just keep it right here. We'll get you through. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Severe weather threatening much of the Deep South tonight and tomorrow from Texas through Louisiana.
Tornado watch out for a good portion of central and northern Louisiana, extending into western portions of Mississippi. And that's associated with a deep upper-level low-pressure system over Texas that's moving very slowly eastward.
Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan, a house fire kills five young kids at a sleepover in South Dakota.
This morning, the community woke up to the sad news as crews continued to investigate. Reports of the fire came in around 4:30, but firefighters arrived to the multi-family home fully engulfed in flames. Crews battled the fire for more than an hour before putting it out. Some of the children were upstairs, and an unknown number of adults inside were taken to the hospital, but their condition is unknown at this time.
Robert Grant from Fox affiliate KEVN Rapid City. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Kevin Henry, taking a look at the roads over on I-57 headed inbound. You're jammed right around the CalSag channel with a right lane blocking accident. The car is in the ditch there. Give yourself 20 minutes from I-80 up to the Dan Ryan upbound clear at 15 minutes. On the Ryan itself, outbound is delay free. Inbound takes you 20, slow Cermak in. Eden's inbound and outbound are clear. The inbound Kennedy 24 from O'Hare, 13 from the junction. Back to Montrose takes 10 in locals, 8 express, and 24 to the airport. Inbound Ike at 30, outbound cleared up. The inbound Stevenson at 40, outbound has no delays, and you're looking good on both sides of the Bishop Ford, Lakeshore Drive, and your Illinois tollways. Right now in Chicago, 54, overcast skies, showers overnight, a low of 45, showers tomorrow, a high of 47. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
When you think about spring, what comes to mind? Baseball, tulips, spring cleaning? How about cleaning up your home? Hi, Amy Jacobson here to tell you about our good friends at CertaPro Painters. Spring has arrived and it's a great time to focus on your exterior painting. Don't deny how ugly it is. You know, the chipping, peeling, eyesore of a front porch. So do what I did and call Serta Pro Painters now. 1-800-GO-CERTA or visit CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. They really are the best in the business. They're clean, responsible, talented. They increased our property values. They're such a top-notch company. They've been around for 25 years and counting. So do what I did and experience the Serta Pro difference. 1-800-GO-CERTA or CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Serta Pro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
For the past 2 weeks, all I've been hearing the news are acronyms, ACA, AHCA, and both of the folks that are supporting each of these plans are not supportive of the other plans, and it's confusing. Here to demystify this process, as well as talk a little bit about the world that he's been living and breathing, and I know it's a very hot topic right now, is my friend Tom Arbali, who is an expert in the world of insurance, all kinds of insurance, and I'm thrilled to have him here in studio. Tom, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Tom, let's talk about insurance. Let's talk about all of the things that you do. First of all, let's learn a little bit about your business. How long have you been in the world of insurance, health insurance, life insurance, and others?
Well, I've been in the world of insurance since 1996, and I'm a broker, and I concentrate primarily on health insurance and long-term care insurance. And I do have representatives that I use that can do workman's compensation, general liability, automobile, home, things like that. But since health insurance is such a very, very touchy subject right now, and the costs are just going through the roof, you have to get a little innovative. So I'm concentrating on health insurance, and I'm providing people health insurance all year long.
You're an educator because you are involved in teaching people, even on plans that, and I know you and I, before the segment, we had an opportunity to talk a little bit. You know, you have your opinions as far as where things are going. You follow
Correct.
The news like I do. Mm-hmm. But regardless of what plan ends up in place in 2018 or 2020, I know, Tom Arbali, you're going to be around and guiding and advising people along the way.
I am.
So where's your office located?
I'm in downtown Lisle at 4745 Main Street, up on Suite 209. And Lisle is just right out off Ogden Avenue in Maine, just a little east of Route 53.
So folks that are running a business and a small business, and there's a lot of conversation about this, about small businesses, less than 50 employees, more than 50 employees, what can you help them with?
Well, one of the things that I'm really concentrating on groups is basically smaller groups. Here's the problem. With the individual plans, which I sell a lot of individual plans, the networks, doctors are not accepting these plans, be it Blue Cross, Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, whoever. So I am taking small employers of 1, 2, and 3 people in putting them into group health insurance plans. The difference is that the group health insurance market accepts many more doctors and hospitals.
Interesting. And you mentioned Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I know that on your website, you mentioned that you're an independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois.
Correct.
Tell us what that means for our listeners, why that's important for them to know.
I don't work directly for Blue Cross. Blue Cross has their own sales reps. I'm an independent. So as being an independent contractor, I can represent other companies. But Blue Cross really has its footprint here in Illinois, and they're one of the most dependable companies out there.
So unlike somebody that's on their sales force, you are able to look at all of the options
Yes.
that are available and determine what is right for either
Correct.
An individual if they have pre-existing conditions.
Correct.
Can you advise them on what they should do?
Yes. And right now, a lot of people, since we're out of open enrollment, everybody's trying to figure out how we can do a special enrollment provision to get them into the Affordable Care Act. Now, I also sell plans that are not in concert or do not meet the mandates for the Affordable Care Act, much less premium. And they're all PPOs, bigger choice of doctors.
So on Get Down to Business every week, we talk quite a bit about professionals. And we talk about young professionals,
Yes.
Folks that are just finishing college and getting into the workforce. And certainly we'll talk with Linda Nichols in a little while, and
All
we'll
right.
talk a little bit about the types of things that they should be looking
Yes.
for in up-and-coming industries. We also talk about the aging workforce and folks that might be in transition that may not have wanted to be in transition, mm-hmm. and they sometimes have to look for plans on their own. Tell us a little bit about Medicare supplements and some of the other situations that folks are dealing with, and again, how you could help them.
Well, I would rather sell people a Medicare supplement program because the choice of doctors is far-reaching. Okay, Medicare supplements is more of a PPO type of system, where if you go with Medicare Advantage, it's basically an HMO. Okay, mm-hmm. and those are very costly. They advertise zero premiums. That's not really true because you have such a high cash out of pocket that it's almost impossible to have a comfortable feeling with an HMO. Some people like it, some people don't.
Sure. Well, Tom Arbali, so again, fascinating approach, and certainly as I call you an educator, because I think that's what you're doing. You're educating people, you're guiding people along the way. We know that there's a lot of options, there's a lot of folks involved in insurance, but what people need, they need an educator, they need somebody who will guide them.
Actually, I would say they need an educator and an advocate. You need somebody that is going to go ahead and go to bat for you when you have a claim.
And you're Chicago-based, you're in downtown Lyle, as you mentioned, and your plans, you're able to recommend plans that provide guaranteed acceptance for HSA plans for those under 65,
yes,
with Medicare supplements for as low as $51 a month. We have just over half a minute remaining. I want to make sure our listeners can get a hold of you. Where can they find you, Tom,
well,
to learn more?
Just call me. I'm available 7 days a week at 630-863-3477. 630-863-3477. Or you can go to my website, or you can call me at, or email me at TMIROBALLI@yahoo.com.
Fantastic. And once again, the website is healthinsuranceplanschicago.com, because that's what Tom Arbali is offering. Again, give him a call. He can educate and he can be your advocate. But Tom, we'll be having you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Kevin Henry, taking a look at the roads over on the I-57 inbound trip, heavy approaching the CalSag Channel, where you have a right lane blocked with an accident. A car went into the ditch there. 20 in from I-80 outbound, taking you just 15 minutes. Elsewhere, things clearing up pretty nicely. A little bit of inbound Kennedy delay from 190 to Harlem, then Montrose to Sacramento. It's going to be 24 from O'Hare, 12 from the junction. Just 10 back to Montrose in the locals, 8 in the express, 23 to O'Hare, tight from Austin to Harlem. Inbound Ike taking you 30 from Thorndale, slow right around 25th. The inbound Stevenson heavy through the roadwork between Cermak and Lakeshore Drive. Give yourself 40 in, and the inbound Ryan taking you 21 minutes. 54 degrees with overcast skies, a slight chance of rain overnight, a low of 45, heavy chance of rain tomorrow, and a high of 47. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Amazing to realize, but you know, it's been almost 2 years I've been talking with you about Relief Factor, and I can tell you I've been continually inundated with testimonials. This is Michael Medved, and I've received thousands of testimonials that come in telling me how excited people are to be out of pain. Like Bob from Ohio, who writes, I had a herniated disc in my back in 1984. I started taking Relief Factor, and for the first time, I have been completely out of constant, sometimes excruciating pain. I'm now able to work in the yard, around the house, and do my job in comfort. This is a great product. That's the end of the quote. If you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle pain, aches, pains of any kind, do what tens of thousands of others have done so successfully. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. 1-800-500-8384. That's 1-800-500-8384.
So back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So I'm thrilled to be joined by our returning guest, Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. And Linda, it's great to have you back in the studio.
Great to be here.
Of course. So one of the beautiful things about having you is, aside from having your presence here in studio that lights up the station every time we have you on Sundays, is you bring a wealth of knowledge from the industry. And I know that there's quite a bit of new information that has just come in the world of executive recruiting about the up-and-coming industries, which I found fascinating. So I wanted to talk to you about it this evening to learn a little bit about what is where are there hiring trends right now? Where should our listeners be on the lookout, and how can they stand out from the rest?
Wow. Always a loaded question. Usually three questions in one for me.
There you go. That's right. So tell us a little bit about what are the industries to watch.
Well, the hot industries for a second year, although there's been some movement and some change, certainly is going to be healthcare, technology. A surprise is the upswing in manufacturing.
Interesting. And I know that we've had the conversation about sort of the skills gap. And it's interesting. I know you're retained by many of your clients to help them find people. It perhaps a few years ago was folks that were looking for jobs and struggling. Now companies are struggling looking for people.
That is absolutely true. In fact, just giving some reflection to the current market, I realized that I have not seen a job market this hot in nearly 10 years.
Interesting. So let's talk about what kinds of jobs. I know when I sort of teased this in, I mentioned executive recruiters and executive hiring, but really it's across the board. It's entry level positions in these industries of healthcare, technology, and manufacturing. But it's also, it sounds like your research and your reports are indicating that it's also the executive positions as well.
It truly is all across the board. Tremendous amount of new opportunities and movement from middle management, directors, VPs, and even up from there.
So one of the numbers on the report, which I'm fascinated by, is in 2016, internet and e-commerce was the fifth hottest industry, and it's now down to number 9. Why do you think that is?
I truly don't know, except that it could be because there could be some saturation point, and it could also be because the development, meaning the development in numerous new apps, takes precedence over there. I don't know that there has been a lot of technological changes in internet technology per se, but rather the applications and how they're being used is where the hot development is.
So what does this mean for job seekers in these industries? What should they be doing I guess they have their pick. But what advice do you have for the job seekers? And then let's switch over to the employer side in terms of how they can, deal with this information.
Well, candidates, the job seekers certainly should have their resume dusted off, up to date. And
that's for all industries.
For all industries, absolutely. Pay attention to what's out there. A lot of research 2 years ago, we knew that 2016, 2017 was going to be a lot of significant job movement on the part of job seekers. My current research says 1 in 5 are going to move this year. So it's a matter of looking at opportunity and really honing in on where do you want to take your career? Do you want to just change jobs, or do you want career movement that's going to propel your career forward?
Linda, how long do most people stay in their job?
3 to 7 years is what I'm seeing. Those people that move more rapidly than that can have some career false. If you look at a 10-year span, those professionals that change jobs twice or maybe three times in that 10-year period tend to be the most successful and moving up in their careers. If you move more frequently than that, you may be making many lateral moves, not necessarily forward moves.
So companies that are hiring, whether it's in these industries that we mentioned, again, to recap, it sounds like your research is indicating healthcare, technology, and manufacturing are the hottest industries. And certainly there's a lot of interesting information that's available, and we'll share your contact information so our listeners can discuss it if they choose to do so. But companies need to work really hard to find talent, but also to retain talent as well, because as you just mentioned, people are leaving. And people are, there's demand for good talent.
That's absolutely true.
What advice do you have for a company in terms of working with a recruiter in terms of standing out from the rest of the bunch?
Well, as always, have a clear idea of what you want an individual role to, what you want the role to be, what tasks and functions are part of the performance there.
Be strategic,
but also be clear on the tactical as well. I think when companies fall apart or maybe individual managers fall apart and employees are confused would be when their job descriptions are not clear, when they're not sure what they're responsible for.
Well, Linda, if I had you for an hour, I know we'd have an hour of content to talk about on this subject, but we will have you back. Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. I know our listeners will have questions. How can they get a hold of you? Where can they call you?
They can call me at 630-637-6200 and our website, imcsolutions.com.
So easy to remember. IMC Solutions, a fantastic resource. But coming up after the break, we will be talking with our guest who will talk to us a little bit about the vaccine wars and how that is affecting professionals and businesses alike. We'll be right back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. We'll be returning in just a moment.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage, whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
As promised, I'm thrilled to be joined by vaccine expert Leah Durant, who has discovered that every year thousands of Americans suffer clinically recognized vaccine injuries ranging from chronic pain to paralysis. Leah, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So many companies are struggling around short and long-term illnesses that result from vaccine injuries. I know you've done a lot of research on the subject. I'm thrilled that you can sort of round out this hour on Get Down to Business by explaining to us a little bit about your research and a little bit about what is being done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the research shows that that vaccines are, in fact, safe. You know, vaccines are have been a wonderful tool for helping us to maintain public safety and public health and making sure that we've got, you know, make sure that people are safe and healthy. But the bottom line is people can have vaccine reactions. And when it does happen, there's a way that people can get redress for it. There's a way that they can get compensation and try to get some help with their medical bills and that kind of thing. But unfortunately, when they happen, this does impact business. It does impact small businesses. And, you know, it's an unfortunate reality, things that people should be aware of.
So Robert F. Kennedy said that vaccines create autism, and we it sounds like your research is showing that that is not the case. But again, there are impacts caused by the vaccines, and in the business community, people are indeed struggling with the outcomes. What are you seeing in terms of numbers of impact from vaccines?
Sure. So since the program was started by Congress. It was started by Congress in 1988. Since the program has been started, we've seen about a little over 17,000 petitions go through the program. So again, I mean, their numbers are relatively low. We hate to sound alarmist about this kind of thing. So vaccines are safe, but the bottom line is that these things can happen. So generally what I see is that most of the injuries that we see are sort of reactions to the way that the vaccine was administered. So it's not necessarily that people are reacting to the contents of the vaccine, but they're reacting to an improper administration of the vaccine. So, for example, I've got clients that wind up with getting a vaccine. It goes too high in the shoulder, or it's a smaller weighted person, maybe an older person, where the needle over-penetrates, goes in, it damages the bursa, rotator cuff tears. I mean, just very painful injuries that can occur. In addition to that, I guess I'd say the other, that's the majority, probably about 70% of cases, something like that. The other, I'd say maybe 30% of cases are more autoimmune conditions. And these are more severe kinds of reactions where people are actually having a reaction to the contents of the vaccine themselves. In those cases, people can find that they've got, you know, difficulty walking, sometimes difficult sensitivity to hot and cold temperatures, numbness, tingling, and they can wind up in the emergency room. So it's just important for people, if they start to experience these kind of symptoms, to be aware that this is what their bodies are going through and to seek prompt medical attention.
Leah, we've got about a minute remaining. Is there anything proactively that our listeners should be thinking about or doing to prevent these injuries?
Absolutely. I actually had a shoulder injury myself due to vaccine administration. I would say this. If you're going in to get a vaccine, oftentimes the recipient is seated while the vaccine administrator is standing. You want to make sure that you're both on the same level so that that shot doesn't go too high up on the arm. And again, you just want to be aware. You always want to receive the vaccine in your non-dominant arm. That's important from if you do have some kind of reaction, to make sure that you're not completely debilitated by it.
And that will help you in the workplace. We know time is precious, and nobody wants an injury. Nobody wants their employees to have injuries. So if you're bringing vaccines in, a flu vaccine or whatever the case may be, make sure they're being administered correctly. Again, we were chatting with vaccine expert Leah Durant. Leah, I know you've done a lot of research on the subject. Where can our listeners learn more?
Sure. They can contact us by viewing our website, which is vaccinelaw.com. They can also just contact us by phone, which is 202-775-9200.
Leah, we really appreciate you coming on the program. Fascinating research, and I'd love to check back in with you in the future. Thank you so much for joining us. You have been listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, powered by Tandem HR. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at the same time, same place, Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM560. Have a great weekend.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,